You know, we love any excuse to watch great reality TV. So, with the weather heating up, while chartering a luxury yacht might be a little out of reach, we can still get our fix by binge watching all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck available on Hayu.
The first all-reality subscription service of its kind, Hayu gives you access to every episode and every season of a wide range of captivating reality TV franchises. Plus, you can watch brand new episodes available the same day they air in the U.S. without ads. It's pretty awesome.
And if you're looking for a new series to dive into, Below Deck is the perfect choice. Tune in for a fresh yachty drama on brand new episodes of Below Deck Mediterranean, airing now. And once you're hooked, revisit classic seasons of all the franchises, including Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Adventure, and Down Under, all available on Hayu.
You know that we've watched every single episode of Below Deck. We have not only watched them, we've talked about them endlessly. We obsess over them.
Below Deck is so good, and it is such an amazing source of petty drama. If you're not watching it, you're really missing out.
Slide into summer with Below Deck. New episodes airing now.
Watch all seasons and spin-offs of Below Deck on Hayu. That's HAYU.com.
She was a romance mystery writer.
They gloated on the fact that she writes stories like this.
There are murders in all of the books.
From Wondery, the makers of Ghost Story and Theta, this is a story about a murder that rocked my little community. Binge all episodes of Happily Never After ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Watch What Crappens. It's a podcast about Bravo shit. I'm Zach. I'm your host, Zach.
I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Looney Tunes. How are you doing, you sweet little face? You sweet little
I'm
face
good.
Munchkin
I'm,
doodle.
I'm so mad because my hair, my barber just bailed on me for today, and I've not gotten my hair cut in a month, which is why I'm wearing a hat on our Crap is on Demand, patreon.com/watchcrappens. And I'm just going to process that like Zach and be like, she is dead to me. She is like the Queen of England, and she is dead to me. Dead to me.
Yes, we just came back from being out of town for a long time, and I shaved. I was getting ready to get into the shower yesterday. I was tired, but I was like, finally, I get to shave. I shaved my head. I had a razor here waiting for me because, you know, I couldn't shave over there, Ben, you know, because I blew out my razor right in the beginning. I didn't bring the right thing and blew it out in the socket there. So anyway, I was ready to do it. I get in the shower and my hot water heater was broken and they will not be able to fix it for the rest of the week. So I am poorly shaven. I'm a mess. I did take a shower in the cold. So my balls are still the size of a pinky. They are like little rocks.
How are they not able to fix it for the rest of the week?
Because they can't find the part because the builders who built my house put a really old water heater in, I guess.
Do you have a ream? Is it tankless? Is it a ream?
It's a tankless. I don't know what kind it is. I don't know. It's just reams. Oh, and then I opened it. It's a ream, you said? I'm going to look. R-E-E-M.
If it's a ream, reams are supposed to be like the worst water heaters.
Ugh. Well,
that's what we had originally and it broke.
I can't just like go around throwing fucking water heaters, throwing money at water heaters all the time. Okay. And guess what? I'm moving back to LA next week, by the way. Oh, and so anyway, so I go out. I'm like, this fucking hot water. God damn it. And I'm like, Ronnie, do not be upset. You have no right. You just took the most glamorous, most amazing, soul touching trip of your life. Do not ruin it by being spoiled about a water heater. You can survive this. So I go outside with the broom. I push up the lid of the fucking water heater. Guess what's up there? A red hornet nest. Hornets come out. They look like small dogs.
No.
I swear to God, you would have died. They are huge. I will show you a picture. They look like small dogs. They start chasing me. I drop everything. I jump off the stool thing that I'm on. I run inside, terrified. I go get my hornet spray because I'm in Texas. I got a spray for everything. I come back out in 10 minutes and foam those fuckers, okay? They are still crawling around. They were huge. They were like little monsters. So then,
was the hornet nest inside the water heater?
Yes.
Well, that's probably why it broke.
Well, it turns out it's the ignition or something. Although I don't have the most trust. Anyway, I didn't mean to make this about my water heater. The point is, it's a lot. It's a lot happening over here. So I've got all these hornets coming after me. I have no hot water. I'm still very grateful for my trip. Here's what I'm not grateful for. And this is what I'm all leading up to. Janet, what a dick.
You know, I have to say, Janet is a dick. A few episodes ago, I was like, no, I actually like Janet, even though she's so obnoxious. I really like her. But this finale, I was like, she's really awful. I can't even really like her in a campy way anymore. She's really bad. I mean, I probably will. I love my monsters, but like, she's so obnoxious. I feel so bad for Zach. Zach really did nothing wrong. He was complete collateral damage, and she is trying to frame the situation like he is so awful. She keeps saying things like, I gave him a chance to get back on my good graces, and I realized like, no, it wasn't gonna work. Gave him a chance? What happened in the past? What was wrong in the past? I don't know. I did not think I was gonna wind up coming out of the season really being like a massive Zach supporter, but I feel so bad for the kid.
Okay, really, well, here's the thing, and I said this last week, by the way, just so you know, look at these fucking hornets. This is on my phone.
Jesus.
Can you see them? Aren't those terrifying? Jesus. These are dead. These are dead. And look at how scary they still are.
I can't believe you didn't get stung.
I can't either, honestly. I think they probably don't like gelato, which was still streaming out of my smell glands or whatever at that point. So anyway, what I'm looking for in my phone is not pictures of wasps. I am trying to concentrate, believe it or not. What I'm looking for is some tweets that were happening of receipts, and they were posted by Bywig Hello Drama, that Twitter account that I love to follow because they post the most amazing receipts. But anyway, I said this last week, I will not stand up for Zach too much yet. I don't know Zach on this show well enough to know whether he's a terrorist or not. And I don't want to be in a position where I'm like, Zach would never say that he wants you and your baby dead or whatever she's accusing him of saying. And then find out that, of course, he said it because she posted something that was like, oh, really? Well, here's proof that Zach did get kicked out of the bar for being horrible, because Kristen was saying, they're saying that Zach was kicked out of that bar at the season finale. He was not. I waited for a cab with him or whatever. He was not kicked out. And then Janet texted Brittany and Jack separately and said, did he get kicked out or did he leave on his own? And both Brittany and Jack said, oh, yeah, he got kicked out. And Jack said, yeah, he not only got kicked out that night, he got kicked out another night this week. So
I mean, it's Zach also is Jack's. Just going,
it's, that's true.
It's also Jack's, who literally lies. I will say this. I think that I always suspected Zach was a terrorist, like a monster based off of just instinct. And I'm not saying that he's not. I'm just saying in this situation, it's very clear to me that Janet like excluded Zach because Zach is close with Kristen, and then sort of like retroactively started coming up with like reasons for why it was the right decision instead of taking on that it was shitty. It was shitty. But by the way, let's also not overlook, I have to say another thing, a takeaway from this finale, and this finale was so, so good, which is why we are actually going back and recapping it basically a week later, because we just could not let it just sit there and not be addressed, because it was a great season that does, like, if anything deserves a reunion, it's this show. I have no idea why there's no reunion. Like, this is, there are so many questions, so many things that need to be confronted, so many lies that need to be, like, people need to be faced with. It's a travesty that there's no reunion. But that being said, it's a travesty. You know what? I was actually very impressed with our little Kentucky muffin, Brittany. I thought, like, going into
Brittany's
this season,
best episode of anything ever.
Of anything. Yeah. I have to say, I really want to give her credit, because going into it, everything, we were like, you know, they announced their separation. We're like, oh, this is such a ploy for publicity. God, these two are terrible. But then watching the season and then watching this finale, I really felt like this was a sincere breakup. And I thought that everything that Brittany said was, she really stood her ground in a way that I was so impressed by. You know, I know Brittany is not the best. I know she has her problems, but I felt like I was so proud of her for really sticking it to Jax and holding her ground. And and she basically was like, I've just finally like woken up and seen that this guy's terrible for me. And I was really proud of her.
I loved her attitude on this whole reunion. I do not know that I believe her yet. I'm too cynical to believe it. I think that I think part of me is like, yeah, of course she's fed up. But there's still part of Brittany that's just like, well, you know, maybe he'll come through.
He'll change.
And Jax is still doing the same old, well, you know, I need to work on myself for sure, for sure. I saw something from their podcast, which they're still doing together. Someone posted a clip where she's like, what do you think about yourself on the finale? And he's like, well, you know, here's what I learned about myself watching myself on TV this whole year. I learned that, you know, I've got some changes to make. Oh my God, Jax. How many years later? It's 11 years later, and it's still the same old song.
Same lines.
Guy. Yeah.
Well, let's get into it because we have a time crunch today, and we have a big episode to get through. So it starts with
Hey, listen, if we don't finish, we'll come back after my appointment's done. We're not this is getting everything we needed. If I can make it through the Sistine Chapel, I can make it through this. This is real art right here.
Yes. So we're seeing everyone doing different things. We're at Kristen's apartment and she's like yelling at the dogs and she's like, seriously, seriously, Jill, don't treat your brother like that. Seriously, seriously. And then we see Michelle and Jesse sitting lovelessly on the sofa on their phones. And Jesse's like, hey, are you not wearing your wedding ring? And she's like, no, I rushed out of the house, and also I don't love you anymore, which is why I didn't put it on. It had nothing to do with rushing out of the house.
Making no effort to even pretend. She's just like, I rushed out of the house. Jesse, also just props to Jesse for being so new to Bravo, yet knowing how to do the Bravo douchebag, making himself the biggest victim in the world. I mean, he is a pro at it. He's really done a good job. He obviously knew that this relationship was over. I mean, their whole thing at the end, he's crying and acting like he's just such a victim. You are such an asshole. You are such a jerk. I don't care. I was still cheering that her ass left him. And I hope she
Me
did.
Me too.
And I hope it was with Rob Reiner. And I hope she fucked him the whole time you were together. Because you fucking deserve it, you asshole. Fucking crying.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was very proud of Michelle. A lot of people are like, well, Michelle is very like dead behind the eyes and like seems emotionally vacant. I'm like, that is absolutely true. But you know what? Like, I loved when she was just like, basically like, fuck you, Jesse. Like, this is what's going to happen, but we'll get there. So yeah. Jax's bar is going to open in 3 days and they're there and Brittany's like, oh my God, sorry. I am set.
I have to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. You said it what's wrong. That? You're supposed to say Jax's quote unquote bar. You need to air quote around the bar.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. This is
Jax's couch space and yes. Like experience. The bar experience at like whatever it is, like yes. Domino's Pizza. So Brittany's like, I'm so excited. There's definitely a lot to do. And he's like, yeah, there's a lot. And she's like, well, we were going to bring in a bunch of clients, but it's just like so brown here. So we definitely need to brighten it up, Jax. What are you thinking? He's like, I don't know. You have no idea how stressed out I've been.
You don't know what I've been through. I mean, I've been like, you know, I was doing this, that. I was losing hair for that job. And then this job, you know, like showing up. I came here. This has been so hard. What have you been doing? What are you talking about? This bar is like hooked on. It's like the back patio of some other restaurant. What are you even talking about?
I know. So then meanwhile, Jason and Janet are setting up their like nursery and everything. And then Danny and Nia are at lunch. And basically, they're still talking about like the house. And Danny's like, so are you on board for Valencia? She's like, no, Daniel, absolutely not. Let's just like put a pin in it and like take a deep breath. But then when we come back to it, like really, really agree that we're going to see each other's point of view and try to compromise. He's like, so what I'm hearing is Valencia. Daniel!
Valencia ain't that far. Yes. Yes, Daniel, it is. Okay? You can't just gaslight into someone. You can't gaslight somebody into making Google Maps wrong. You know what I mean? I know. It's far, Daniel. Daniel.
It's far. Okay.
It's far.
It is far.
I would just like to say a special fuck you to restaurants in Los Angeles as I'm about to travel back and live in you part time. Fuck off with saying things like, hello, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm here to deliver your tri-colored cauliflower. Leave. Please leave with your tricolored cauliflower. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, so Jasmine and Zach are arriving at pottery class, and he's like, hello, you look so cute. What are we in pottery class? This is crazy. I'm gonna like ghost the shit out of you. I hope you're ready for me to come up right behind you and be like, oh my god, it's Patrick Swayze. No, wait, is it Whoopi Goldberg? I don't know. Am I turned on or terrified? You decide.
Oh my goodness. The idea of Zach doing Patrick Swayze and Ghost is a little odd. I mean, to be fair though, his hair does look like it's been in a kiln. It's a pretty clayey hair he's got there. So I was looking at his hair because there's like a lot of talk like, no, it's real. It's not like, it's not fake. It's like really his hair. But it's like, it's brushed over his forehead so stiffly, like it's like a sideways hair. We just want to go in and help. We want to help this young man figure out.
Want some of it. I mean, it's actually kind of a wig I could get away with. I feel like it would look cute on me. Just cut it off and give it to me. Actually, he got a haircut. I saw it on the internet.
Did he?
Yeah. The tweet I saw said something like, "You guys have bullied this poor man into getting a haircut," which I thought was so funny. And it's like shaved on the sides and then big and curly on the top. And it still looks like a wig. I'm not going to lie. It just looks like a different wig glued on top of a bald head. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. Poor guy with very beguiling hair.
Yeah.
So Jasmine's saying how she's really happy to see Zach. And she needs to decompress from everything that happened at Big Bear. And she's like, I never want to go on a baby moon ever again in my life. I'm like, I feel the same way. And I've never even been on one. I just already know. I never, ever want to go on a baby moon.
Especially not when it's like, especially not one for Janet. You know, it's just terrible.
No.
So can we just have a Janet moon, which is to celebrate the last days where Janet gets to complain that she's pregnant before she graduates to complaining, but I'm a mother.
Yeah, I know, right?
So Zach is like, so how was the baby moon? Can I assume you were like talking about me? Did my name get brought up? Can I just assume? Hilarious. Let's talk about it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. Do it right now.
So she's like, well, yeah, like me, Dan, Brittany, we're all sticking up for you and just like saying how you felt like not being invited. Jack's dropping the bomb about you not being invited was mean and everything. And he's like, well, I don't know if you saw, but I posted on Instagram. Did you see? And she's like, oh, yeah, it was definitely the topic of conversation. She's like, was it? Oh, my God, girl, it was a joke. Oh, my God, I can't believe you guys were talking about my Instagram on TV. Oh, my God.
I mean, I wasn't even upset about it or in my feelings or anything. I was just basically being Julia Roberts and Richard Gere movie, petty woman. I was petty. That's it. I'm petty. I'm sorry.
I was like the Queen of England. Petty. Petty. Am I right?
I was like the original Queen of England. There was like a petticoat under my junction. All right. That's it. I was like petty.
Well, I hope you realize you're all part of the Heartbreakers, and I am Tom Petty, okay?
And she's like, yeah, I mean, it really stressed her out, Jack, because it really stressed her out, Zach, because, like, you stressed Janet out, you know? And we were like, you know, he's probably just, like, upset. Like, maybe it's just in his feelings. She goes,
I wasn't upset in my feelings. I was just basically, like, in the Golden Girls. I was, like, Patty White, all right? That's that.
Yeah. Jasmine's like, well, Janet admitted that she went wrong and she should have like reached out like to you first, like whatever, instead of having Jack deliver the message. And on the boat, I said, look, take Kristen out of all of this crap. Do you like Zach at all? Do you want to be friends with him? Because that is what it comes down to. And he's like, it is. That is exactly what it comes down to. And she started and went into like, well, I just like don't trust him. And I was like, bingo, there it is.
Oh, yeah, but that's giving me, like, shady boots. Like, if you don't like me, just say it. You know what I mean? Like, what are you making, a hate cake, Petty Crocker?
And well, I was like, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? And he's like, well, I'm sorry. He's like, well, you know, you think like I'm going to be like, it's going to be real fun when we go to Brittany and Jax's opening. He's like, well, are you ready? She goes, oh, I'm ready. I am ready. I have so many petty puns. You don't even understand. Like, guess what? You want to hear about a cartoon from a different era? Petty poop. That's right.
Oh, and you, Janet, you thought I was the problem? Oh my god. Well, look in a mirror, because you're the problem, okay? And you're not going to create a narrative that I've done anything wrong, because I'm not doing anything wrong, and we are going to have a talk. I'm going to walk in there, and I'm going to say, what a dump. That's right. It's Petty Davis. Bitch.
Jasmine's like, oh my god. But I do have to say, this is, I think, the first time we've ever seen a pottery scene on Bravo where the people did a good job at making the pottery.
I know. Low-key, they did a very good job with the pottery. Again, I think Zach has a lot of experience with his wigs. So, like, he knows how to handle a pottery.
He just leaves wearing the clay dripping down his head. It's like, finally, a new cut. It's been a long time coming.
I don't even want to glaze that. I'm not going to glaze that. I don't like to participate in pottery. I like to participate in, you guessed it, pottery. Got
it's
it.
It's like, guys, yeah. I would go to the parking lot where my car is, but I really need to let my hair pat. Tea.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So we go to Jax. Day one until opening. So Brittany's like, oh my god, once this gets filled, I'm gonna love it so much in here. It's been so hard. We put so much hard work into it. She's breaking down. Somebody put a nickel into Brittany.
She's like laugh crying as she puts succulents into the pockets for this wall. She's like, hey, it's another succulent. Only 67 more succulents. 99 succulents in the pockets in the wall. 99 take one down, pass it around. 98 succulents in the wall.
And Jax is like, Brittany, stop singing songs about beer, you fucking alcoholic. So she's working inside and Jax is outside pretending to work. He's like the worst. I can't even believe that this guy has anything resembling a restaurant, but he's out there like with a napkin wiping off the sign that says Jax's.
I know.
Like, trying to pretend. Literally doing nothing. He does not want to have to deal with the succulent wall.
Hi, Jax. Can you ask somebody if we have bulbs replaced on these string lights? Because we need to ask somebody if they're bulbs, you know, because a bunch of them are out, you know. Can that be your next job when you're done doing the fake job you're doing right now? He's like, oh, no, this is like a real job. Like, I just like want it to look nice, like when people walk in, you know. He's like, okay.
He's over there cutting my tree. He doesn't have nothing to do for the job.
So then, let's see. So they go inside and, they're like, wow, I just can't believe we've made it, you know? And Brittany's singing and she's like, I'm just so happy, Jax. And he's like, are you? She goes, yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Are y'all happy? And they're like, as long as Brittany's happy, we're happy.
Yeah. So, Allie is there. So, is Allie Jax's sister? I forget, because Jax's sister makes a surprise appearance, but I'm not sure.
Oh, Jenny no, I don't think they've brought in the sister yet.
Okay. Jenny is the sister. I don't know who Allie is. So,
yeah, Brittany, I'm feeling, who is here? Maybe someone who just works there? I don't know. I don't know who this is either.
Maybe it's Allie. Maybe it's from Shaw's of Sunset.
Oh, wait. So then, so Jenny is there because Jack, it's a flashback. So Jenny is there because Jax is like, wow, it's so good having Jenny here. Thanks for bringing her in. That was really cool of you to do. And then we see a flashback of Brittany bringing Jenny to surprise him and brother-in-law. Right. So Jax is like, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't even think about it, but like, of course I wanted my sister here, you know, and my brother-in-law, of course. And she's like, see, I'm doing something nice for you and you were just being mean to me. Are you sorry you called me a dumb, stupid, fat alcoholic? You sorry now, Jax? Come on, Jax. Hey, Jax, you know what you could do to make me feel better? Make me feel better. Make me feel better right now. Come on, Jax.
So Brittany's like, you know, she's sighing how it's like, she's like, that's okay, but you need to talk to me instead of being like, you know, being really like immature and everything. And it was like really hurtful when you talk to me like that. He's like, I know, I'm just like really overwhelmed right now, you know. I don't even think
that you're attracted to me no more, Jax. And he just stays quiet. He's like, I'm just busy. And she's like, yeah, but you're mean to me. And then we see a flashback of him berating her for drinking and Big Bear. And he's like, I made a mistake. Look, I thought you were drunk. Sorry. I thought you were drunk. The point is, you're not supposed to be fucking calling your wife an alcoholic on TV and spending the entire season making everybody think that your wife is a fucking alcoholic. Like, even if you think that, some mother of your child, like, what are you trying to do to your... You know that could have effects on your actual child, you douchebag. Yeah. Fucking idiot.
So
other people, we actually have had some DMs from people being like, I can't believe you guys are kissing Brittany's ass when she's clearly a terrible mother and she's an alcoholic and all he's doing is pointing out that she's a bad mother. He made them move out of the house because he didn't want to leave. He purposely is treating her as shitty as possible so she'll break up with him and he can say, you're the one who left. I'm keeping the house. After calling her a bad mother all season, after calling her an alcoholic all season, don't fall for another fucking man on Bravo. Give me a fucking break with that. Come on.
Also, yeah. Also, being like, oh, so-and-so's a bad mother on Bravo. Like, what else is new? What else?
No kidding. New? And if she doesn't...
This is a network of bad mothers.
And if she... What's the thing? Like, if she does have a problem with alcohol, then why are people being mean about it and being like, well, Brittany's a fucking alcoholic and she's a terrible mother. When meanwhile, you've got Summer House, when there's a drug addiction or something like with one of those guys, it's like, oh my God, poor thing. But then if it's somebody else, it's like, yeah. Fuck them. You know, fuck her. Come on. It's like, this is somebody dealing with Jax. Have a little...
That's a really good point, Ronnie. That's a good point, Ronnie. You did, Ronnie. That was such a good point. That was like a really good point. That was like such a good point that it was almost petty. It was almost a petty moment. It was so good.
Doesn't even okay, make sense. So he's trying to be nice to her, but he hates her even now. And she just sees a little bit of him trying to be nice. So she's like, don't you want to hug me? Don't you want to give me pressure? Don't you want to compliment me? Don't you want to make me feel pretty? Come on, Jack, make me feel pretty. Jack, make me feel pretty. Jack, make me feel pretty.
I don't want this for our future. So now it's day of the bar opening. We're at Kristen's apartment. And she's like, oh, I am like so excited to get out of here. Like we go to Colorado and we're gonna like stay for how many days? Like a few days?
Yeah,
a few
days? We're gonna be there. Like, huh? How many days?
Seriously? You'll be in Colorado? Seriously? Seriously?
He's like, we're gonna stay there a couple of days. Maybe then we can go to Indiana. She's like,
okay, so a day, right? Like I can go for like a day, right? I mean, Indiana, I mean, sounds fun. Please fucking kill me. How am I with this?
Isn't it funny how Indiana sort of sounds like I don't wanna? And Chris, he's like, she's like, you know, just we'll be like there for like what, like half a day? Like a layover, basically. We don't have to stay that long, right? And she's like, it's been like a really rough summer. Like, needless to say, and I know that Luke and I are just ready to get out of California for like a minute, literally just a minute. And then I want to come back. I want to come right back. Right back.
Yeah. And she's like, let me get us some dresses really quick and we can like finalize our Colorado plans. And by finalize, I mean, you know, making you commit to me going for one day. Yeah.
I just think that like Luke and I just like need to focus on our happiness. Yeah. So he's like, so what are your thoughts on tonight? By the way, I have to say, pause for one moment and say, when I was in Amsterdam, I was in the, I went to the Van Gogh museum. I must say the Van Gogh factory, the Van Gogh factory. And we made a joke about how like Luke looks like Van Gogh. Cause someone actually sent it to us. They're like, Luke is Van Gogh. And honestly, like walking around that museum, I like could not stop thinking about it the entire time. I was like, there's Luke. There's another Luke. There's another Luke. I'm like, this is what this show has done. This is what Bravo has done. I am here looking at like masterpieces of humanity.
After seeing him deal with Kristen for so long, you can really understand the whole cutting off his ear thing, eh?
I was like looking for paintings of Jill. It's like, where's Jill?
It's just a little pile of poop on the floor.
Oh, it's Jill. Jill, damn it. Be nice to your brother.
She barks a lot, but she's really nice.
It's funny.
Where are we?
So they're just talking about it. They're gossiping now. So she's like, I'm so excited for Brittany and Jackson's bar to open. Like, I mean, of course, I'm not like a fan of everyone that they're inviting. But like, what are you going to do?
I mean, Jesse and Michelle. I mean, I sent Michelle a nice text, you know, because I meant every single word that I said. Because like, I want to have a conversation with Michelle, you know.
And Luke's like, well, the Mondrian, that chaos and everything. Like when we were getting in the elevator, you said Michelle had a boyfriend for a year. And like, I didn't know that part of the equation. And she's like,
which was not true. So if I said that, what I meant was a year ago.
That's a totally different sentence. And she goes,
so her.
And then she goes, oh, here we go again with my misuse of words. You can't just be like, here I go again with my misuse of words. You said, oh, I've been dating someone for a year behind Jesse's back. That's very different from like, there was a boyfriend a year ago, which both things are pretty bad for that marriage. But like, whoops, there's my misuse of words again. Between her and Jax, they are so ridiculous together. His lying and her like, whoops, didn't mean to say it that way. Guess I was high on parking lot median flowers again.
Yeah, and so she's like, well, I mean, like, I feel like such a shit friend for even saying it, but, like, look, Jesse was a terrible husband at the time, and, like, honestly, I do not blame her.
And she's like, I don't blame her for texting someone, even if it's Rob Reiner. He's one of America's best underrated directors. Seriously. So then we go to Jesse and Michelle's house, and Michelle, like, Jesse's, like, looking for something, and Michelle's like, did you find something? He's like, no. He's like, you have like a million clothes. And he's like, well, I'll figure it out last minute. I wanted to do something a little bit more dressed up because I know there's gonna be a lot of people there. Like they're talking about getting dressed for Jax's party. By the way, the other thing that came out with Jesse over the past week is that people unearthed this photo shoot of him and Anna Nicole Smith, which is hilarious. And it was weird to see young Jesse. And then I guess, was Jesse saying that he had a fling with Anna Nicole? Is that what happened? Or was he joking about that?
No, he said he was hooking up with Anna Nicole. Like he had an affair with Anna Nicole. And it was just interesting because I just listened to a thing about Anna Nicole and it was so sad. I mean, there was not one moment of happiness in this entire woman's life. And I just, right after it's like a week after I listened to this, here comes Jesse. Like, yeah, bang Dan and Nicole. Best time of my life. And I was like, oh my God, you just contributed to this woman's sadness. You know,
he really has a type. Empty.
Yeah, he does. He does love a void. Yeah, he does love a boy. Because, you know, Michelle really does talk like Anna Nicole towards the end, when Anna Nicole was really suffering from pain pill addiction and stuff. Michelle, which, and I'm not even, that is horrible. Listen, I hear myself talking. I wasn't planning on saying that. I understand how terrible and problematic what I just said is, but it does sound like that pill moment for Michelle, doesn't it? She talks like that. She's like, but did you find anything to wear? She's got that kind of vibe. But yeah, I think you're right. He's attracted to voids.
He's attracted to empty voids. Yeah, I think that's just about it. I was like trying to think of like, is there anything hot you could voids. Add to empty
voids? Beautiful voids.
Hot, empty
voids. Beautiful like, voids.
You ever look at the universe and be like, that's fucking hot. Like, that's what he's attracted. He's like, let me look. You know what? He's attracted to like a good Dyson vacuum.
I was going to say, like, I wonder if he, like, gets a boner every time he hears a vacuum just sucking the life out of something.
A void. A hot void. Hot vacuum.
He loves a hot void. God, I loved Anna Nicole. I was so sad. I'm sad even thinking about it. Okay.
I feel also, like you feel bad about what you said about Anna Nicole Smith. I think it's okay.
I do, because okay. I really liked Anna Nicole, and I'm like making you're not jokes gonna get about canceled. Drugs. And she, that's not, I don't care about that. I mean, listen, if I get canceled, I get canceled. It's not that. It's just, I mean, I like her, and that was just such a sad life. But that's the only thing is just like Jesse. It's like the saddest life you've ever heard about. And then Jesse's like, yeah, I banged her. I'm like, oh, that's so Jesse, you know? Okay, so anyway, back to not almost crying about someone who's been gone a long time. Jesse's like, yeah, so I want to have a conversation with Jackson Brittany where other people aren't there, because like I'm the only one going through a similar situation, you know, because at the wine lunch, he said Brittany would never leave him. And Michelle goes, yeah, I mean, we always joke around that we have a very similar marriage.
Yeah, well, do you want to go outside and talk about this? It's getting a little hot here. I don't know. They decide to have like a scene change. They're like, wait a second, let's shoot this outside. So they go outside, and Jesse's like, yeah, I said a bunch of stuff about our marriage and about his marriage. And Michelle's like, well, why? Did you think I would never leave you? He's like, no, I just thought like you had such strong family values that you would do whatever it takes to fix any problem and not just abandon the problem. Okay, like, it's okay. Stop trying to guilt her for not having a lady boner for you anymore, okay, with your hair dent, okay? Like, you're an asshole who talks about, like, having fake spiritual awakenings on your ayahuasca retreats. There's no reason, when she has the Chateau Marmont down the street with famous people, why she would ever still be attracted to you.
And I know that I just don't trust him, so I don't know if that's where this is coming from, but I took it as a veiled threat when he's like, I just thought you had family values. I was like, oh no, he's gonna whip out the Trump card any second, you know, to get her.
He's not, this is not the Trump card. This is the Dan Quayle card that he used against Murphy Brown. I mean, just be better at this.
Right,
Jesse.
But just like the Republicanism thing, because that was like the big thing used against her, right? So I thought he was gonna be like, oh yeah, what about your family values? So she's like, I'm not. Oh, and by the way, at the beginning of the season, he said he never got up to take care of the baby. Or she said it. One of them said that he never once got up to help with the baby. Yeah. So fuck this guy. Listen, if a ship is sinking, you abandon the ship. Okay. You're not a bad person to not drown. So good.
Yeah, this guy talks about family values.
Good luck for you and Rob Reiner. I'm going to send you as many punch bowls as I find, you two crazy kids.
So she's like, I am not abandoning you. I am trying myself. I'm being honest, and that I lost a lot of the feelings for you. And he's like, so he tells us we are on two polar opposite sides of our relationship. And the whole point was to spend the summer working towards a middle ground. And every time I take 3 steps forward, Michelle takes 6 steps backwards. Like, well, if you walk towards someone and they walk in the opposite direction, what does that say about you? Like, if I walk into a room,
literally,
and everyone's like pushing, like trying to like back out of the room when I walk in, I think, you know what? Maybe I should check my deodorant. So maybe, Jesse, yeah, check your emotional deodorant right now.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was typing you a text.
Stupid. Excuse me, everyone. Let me check it. Is my mic blowing out again? You can just wait. Why are you being demure now? Last episode, like, you're like, Ben, your mic is blowing out. Is my mic really blowing out?
Because I don't want to like stop everything, and I thought I was going to be able to type more quickly than I was and be subtle about it, but then I was still typing because I'm not subtle. But yeah, I think your mic is still blowing out. But just so you know,
you have to just tell me also, because I put my phone on Do Not Disturb during recording, because I've had too many times where it just started going off for some bullshit. So I decided, you know what, Do Not Disturb. So you just have to honestly, we're with family. Our listeners are family. You can tell me my mic is blowing out. Okay, I'm gonna try to fix it right now. You take over.
Well, no, don't do that, because then we'll just have to mess with the settings again. She's saying she can fix it. We're talking to Christina, who helps us these days put these episodes together. So Christina will take care of it. Christine's magical. Miss you. Thank you, lady. Talk soon. We're recording right now. We are so professional, you guys. We are like, there's a reason we're number one in the country. JK. Okay. That's so, Michelle, this is where Jesse is just, you know, being such a victim. Like, oh my gosh, you know, like, how about this? I mean, if you don't want to feel like this, and why don't you start every morning with talking about what an amazing husband I am and how great Jesse is instead of the negative? Because you're not a great husband, Jesse, and you are an asshole. And if you're this much of an asshole on TV, what do you like when the cameras are down? I'm like, you've got to be 10 times as bad, okay? So stop this. Poor Jesse, because I'm not fucking buying it. So she's like, well, I want to be in love with you the way that I used to be, but I don't know if I can. Did you already read all that? And he's like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I may have. Like, I don't remember. Sorry. I don't know. I really don't know where we are. All I know.
Okay.
I didn't read that part. I did not read that part.
We are going to be professional from now on. That's the point.
I'm having like a hot flash right now.
Oh my God, I wish we had hot flashes sweating. Like women, because I just want it to be official. You know what I mean?
I think I've had too much caffeine.
It's your time. It's your time. It's the hot flashes. This is the new chapter. Because I always just suspect, I'm like, has it happened? Am I on the new stage yet?
I am. I'm like sweating right now. I don't know why. There's too much going on. There's too much. The excitement of the valley has taken a hold of me. I'm sweating with passion right now. Anyway, I have to say, I do love how Michelle's just like, yeah, so I don't love you anymore. And we just hear a bird go, caca, caca, which is very, very Mariposa, very Kristen in the background.
Yeah, that's just Kristen in the back. Told you so. Caca. Told you so.
Okay. Caca. By the way, I just looked right now. It is 82 degrees down here. Why is it 82 degrees? I've been sitting here recording. We've been sitting here recording for so long that my house thinks there's no one here anymore. Like, I've just been sitting in this chair. So the house went into eco mode. Okay, no, do not be 82
degrees. This is hour four. So there you go. If anybody's wondering why we're Looney Tunes, we've been literally on the phone together for 4 hours.
I have to fix the climate in here. I'm like, why am I boiling right now? It's because the air conditioner went off. It says literally, okay, home. I am home. Okay. Google.
Yeah, Googs. Okay. So nighttime.
I thought something was happening to me. I was like, why am I sweating?
I'm literally dying.
I'm like, why am I sweating? It's that the house thought, we've been recording so long. The house didn't even think I was here anymore. Put it on eco setting at like 82 degrees.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Peyton, it's happening. Ugh. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother. A mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
Let's go to the bar opening. Brittany's like, oh my God, they got the TV set up. I love that they're, he says something like, babe, can you believe it? We have a bar in Hollywood. She goes, it's a bar in North Hollywood. And he goes, okay, a bar in North Hollywood then. And I think she's trying to say, like, let's be proud we live in North Hollywood or something. But if she's so proud, then why is she using wallpaper from the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is,
you know what,
better than Hollywood and North Hollywood?
Here's first of all, you're giving way too much credit, because he just says Hollywood. She doesn't even say North Hollywood. She doesn't even give him that credit. She goes, we're in the Valley. And I think that this moment right here is such a, this little moment is such a great insight into Jax. He is literally like, he's trying to gaslight all of us. He's trying to gaslight the viewers. Like, we have a bar in Hollywood. Like, you literally are not in Hollywood. And your show is called The Valley. Like, we know where your bar is. But this is Jax. And this is, like, sometimes in Hollywood. So in Los Angeles, you will often find a hotel. And this is a message for people from out-of-towners who come to visit. It'll say, like, the Beverly Hills Oasis or something. And it is not in Beverly Hills. It is miles away, but they just say Beverly Hills because they know that it'll, like, fool people. Jax is the person who opens up the hotel in the middle of, like, you know, like,
Reseda. Oh my God.
And calls, like, it the Beverly Hills Oasis.
They will open it by LAX and call it Beverly Hills. I mean, you can't do that. That's just liars. False fucking advertising. They are such liars.
And that's what Jax
did that once. They were like, oh, we're staying in Beverly Hills. And I kept driving and driving. It was by the airport. I was like, you guys, oh my God.
That's what Jax does. Jax is a fucking liar. And even down to this thing here. And she's like, he's like, well, okay, we're in the Valley. Sorry.
I think this is an important time for me to announce. I mean, I kind of already did, but just after this entire season, and really after years of ragging on The Valley, and mostly Ben, honestly, because Ben rags on it more than me, but I do join in on it occasionally, because I'd love to location shame. Why not? I have to say, as the co-president of the Hippocrat Party, I am proud to announce that next week I will officially be living part-time. Half the year, I will be living in Studio City. Thank
Which
you.
Which is the Valley. That is the Valley, everyone.
I will be living in the Valley. I'm literally in the same neighborhood as Jax's Studio City.
Well, first of all, congratulations. That's major and that's awesome. And I'm very happy that you'll be spending half the time here in Los Angeles.
Me too.
And I still reserve the right to make fun of the Valley.
Oh, you will. And guess what? I'm going to have as many dinners as I can over there so that you have to come.
It's fine. I go to the Valley every week for game night. Like, I'm there all the time. I go to, like, my two least favorite neighborhoods, the Valley and Culver City, every week for games, for board games. But you know what, though? I get it. Because you know what? People hate Hollywood. That's where I live. People hate it.
I don't.
We are allowed to. We're allowed to. It's LA. You're allowed to shame whatever neighborhood you want to. I think it's all within reason. Because,
well, you know, I believe in shaming. I love shaming. I do it here every day. It's my career that we've built together, and I love it. So shame away, bitch. Can't shame the shameless.
I have to say something. Here's something I'm actually not going to shame. I'm not going to shame Jax's Studio City. The reason why is because, A, after watching, you know, establishments take multiple seasons on Vanderpump Rules just to open their doors, like, literally every spinoff restaurant takes two seasons at least to open up. The fact that he opened up his little room or whatever in, like, he expedited it, I'm kind of actually, like, impressed. I think it's like, nope. Like, they got it open. It looks like a bar. It's
someone else's place. They literally gave them $100 to pick a wallpaper and called it a day.
Honestly, and you know what? If that's what it takes, then that's what it takes. Like, I was just like, you know what? You did it. You got it open. You slapped your name on it. You put up some wallpaper. You put up a TV and some plants. There's no starry ceiling. There's no a million soft openings. There's no Peruvian tuna tartare going around on a platter as part of another tasting for Schwartz and Sandy's. They just opened the fucking thing up.
Yeah. Well,
I'm impressed.
They did that. Okay, so he is really excited. And
I may be
so
having heat stroke. That's where this is coming from. I do have heat. You know, I am.
Yeah, you're complimenting Jax right now.
Continue on. I don't know.
Let's calm it down. Over there. So Jax is excited, and that makes him. I'm going to kill you if you don't let me finish this sentence, because we've got to.
I didn't say anything.
Recap, and I'm a very professional person. You literally did right now. Say it again. Don't say something.
I said
nothing. Okay, let's do it.
I didn't say anything.
You son of a. Okay, so we start taking a shot. I'm just fucking with you.
I was drinking my coffee.
God damn it, Ben. So we have Jack speaking
my name.
God damn it, Ben. So Jack. You are the valley of people right now.
I have not. I literally said nothing, and you accused me of.
You are like the human embodiment of Studio City right now. I'm literally going to move to you. No, go ahead.
I literally wasn't saying anything.
What?
I was literally sipping from the coffee. You weren't talking.
What? Okay, so Jax is being nice to Brittany because they're opening this bar. And of course, Jax is like, hey, we're opening. Should we have a shot, baby? Should we have a shot? You've been calling her an alcoholic all fucking year, and now you're offering her shots? Come on.
That was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, you're really going to do this right now. And you're probably going to accuse her of being an alcoholic right after this.
Yes, he will. He will get her drunk, and then he will accuse her of being an alcoholic. You know it's coming. So now people start arriving. Zach and Jasmine arrives, and Zach's like, oh my God, what is this? Like a red carpet? I feel like Patty LaRue.
He goes, I don't understand why we're even calling this Jax's, because this entire bar has Britney written all over it. I'm like, what is Britney's style exactly? I'm not seeing beer cheese smeared on the walls.
Well, she did do everything. If you think, she picked the wallpaper, which is that palm, the Beverly Hills Hotel wallpaper. She did the flower wall. That's all there is. That's the whole bar. She got chairs, at least in our version of it. That's literally the whole bar. So, I mean, I think it is Britney's.
It is literally a low bar in all senses of the phrase.
That's the name of this episode. Did you know that? I called it low bar.
People are arriving. Tom Short shows up, which is great for everyone. He's dyed his hair back to brown, since his bleach blonde experience. And then, he brought like some stuff as a tribute to his dad or whatever. And then like to Jax's dad, and Jax is like, oh my God, my dad loved Fireball. So then Janet and Jason arrive, and, the tension ratchets up because it's now Janet's there, but also Zach.
Dun, dun, dun. So Michelle's like, hi, Janet, do you want to get a Diet Coke? And she's like, yeah, let's go get a Diet Coke. So they do. And then she's like, I've established a boundary with Kristen and Zach. I need space. If there's any stress or drama tonight, I'm going to run or waddle as fast as I can out of this place.
So Michelle and Janet they're hanging out and everything, and Janet's like so Jasmine, because Jasmine's there, Jasmine, I saw that you and Zach went to a pottery thing together, so did you find out if he actually came to Big Bear, or what was that like whole thing about? I cannot believe Janet is really so rattled by that stupid IG story. She's still talking about it, and Jasmine's like, no, he was trolling. And Jasmine's like, oh yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the trolling. Invited him from the cast, the very first big cast trip, and you disinvited him. But it's the IG story that's the more offensive.
Well, she's got to make it sound like he's trying to murder her baby. That's what she's doing. It's really gross. Yeah. And you're trying to other the only fucking gay person on this show, you asshole. And then using other gays as a weapon against him. Your little fucking sea urchin eels from The Little Mermaid. You're gross. And you know what? I don't even like calling them that anymore, because you don't get to be Ursula. You know what I mean? You don't deserve that fucking privilege, lady. So Nia's like,
I feel like you need to go and talk to Janet, Zach.
And he's like, is she going to be even receptive to me if I, like, go out there and talk to her? Because I'm telling you this much. I'm not going over there. If she's not going to be, there's a camera there. I'm going right now. I'm going in right now.
So Janet's sitting on the sofa, and she's like, you know, I feel good that, like, I gave him a chance this summer, and, like, I forgave him for our past stuff, which, I don't know, like, I still don't know what the past stuff is. We tried to move forward. Like, I don't hate him. I don't want ill will for him. I just want him to feel really excluded from this entire group and feel like he has no friends whatsoever. That's all.
Yeah. I just want him gone.
He's done to that.
So she's like, yeah. Hey, guys, can I join? Can I join you guys? Excited.
And then Michelle's like, can Zach join us? And she's like, yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want. And he goes, Jada,
would you like to have a private conversation with me, Jada?
And Michelle's like, well, I mean, you can just talk now. And she's like, yeah, I think we can just talk now. So let me just explain this. And this is all I really have to say. I didn't send Jax to uninvite people. I never once told him to go in and be my messenger. I don't know why he delivered the news like that, but the way that the news was delivered to me by the eels with the notepads and the pencils and the Crocs was not the way that the news was supposed to be delivered to Jax. And for that, I say, I'm sorry, I cannot control straight people, only gays.
I was actually planning on inviting you on that phone call. And then you got really aggressive, even though the phone call was after Jax already told you that you were not invited because I told him that. So I was going to maybe invite you afterwards, but then you were being aggressive to me and I don't need someone to talk to me like that. And I decided I didn't want that energy. Janet, upset that Zach is upset in reaction to her initial behavior not inviting him. Like, yeah, I didn't like that whatsoever. And then of course Zach rolls his eyes because it's bullshit. And Jason's like, wait, Zach, is that like not what happened? Like, you just rolled your eyes at my wife. You just rolled your eyes. And Jason's like,
oh, fuck yeah, off, Jason. You know what? Why does Jason get off? Jason's like cute and he works out. And so everybody's like, oh my God, Jason can do no wrong. Jason's like the new best man of Bravo. Quit the fuck out of here with that. Jason enables this dick. Jason marries her and he cheerleads her. Jason doesn't get off that easy with me. Fuck that guy. He's like enabling the biggest villain that we've seen this year. He doesn't just get to walk away innocent. People who enable people like that are evil themselves. They just don't have the balls to do it publicly, so they let somebody else do it for them. Trust me, he'd be calling the manager every 5 seconds if he could, but he needs someone else with a fucking balls to do it.
Yeah. So then Janet's like, you know, Zach, Jared and Simon both heard the entire conversation and they thought the same thing. And Zach goes, I don't care what crock of shit Boots heard. I literally could give a shit less. And then they cut to Simon. And it says, Simon, a.k.a. Crock of Shit Boots.
Crock of Shit Boots. Those stupid boots.
So Zach's like, yeah. Janet goes, I'm done with you. I am done, baby murderer. And he's like,
yeah, well, get the fuck out of here. You don't actually want to talk, so just go.
And Jason's like, don't you ever talk to my wife like that again. Do you hear me? Jason. Sit down, Jason. Sit down.
You know what? There was something I thought was so mean in that moment. Like, here, like, Jason is, like, big hulking guy, is standing over Zach. I mean, not, Zach's not petite by any means.
Yes,
but like,
he is.
Standing over, well, but he's not like a little, like, waif or whatever. But he's standing over, pointing at Zach and being like, don't you ever, I will fucking wreck you, dude. There was something about this, like, big straight bro pointing his finger and just kind of like yelling at Zach as like the sole gay male on Agreed. This cast that I thought was actually troubling. I thought there was something like this guy, you know, like, I don't know, like there was like, it really bothered me. to me, I felt bad for Zach because I had to imagine Zach as a kid probably had a lot of moments getting bullied by straight guys, like in this moment. Not like Zach is so great, but Zach did nothing and was not invited to this trip. He had a right to be frustrated. And then he just found out that when he called and spoke to Janet, that she had him on speaker, which is humiliating. And so he rolls his eyes, which is the least offensive thing out of all these things that happens. And Jason gets in his face like that, threatening basically to be like, I'm going to beat you up. Not a good look.
Listen,
at all.
That's disgusting. A big douchey, like alpha straight guy being in a gay guy's face, like threatening to kick his ass. It's just gross. I don't like it.
It's very triggering.
And you can't get mad at a gay guy for rolling our eyes. It's our nature. And you like railing against it like that is homophobic. I don't care what anybody says. Fuck that guy. I don't like him. He's an enabler and he's now a bully. And I don't like him. And I don't care if it's in defense of your fucking wife. How about you ask your wife why she's bullying people on the cast and being a fucking asshole and acute and trying to turn everybody into thinking that this guy wants your baby dead, which is just crap. You guys are trash. And Jason, you belong in that trash heap too. So get over there, sir. I'm sick of your bullshit. So then Zach's like, whoa, okay. And Jason's like, done. It is done. And he's being so overdramatic, Jason. He's talking this really weird cartoon voice. And Janet's like, I don't need trash in my life. I don't need trash. Loser ass trash. Losers. So why is that okay, Janet? Like, why are you like the paragon of virtue, but it's okay to walk around calling other people trash? Piss off.
Yeah.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? Follow Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.